Scripture reading this morning is going to be from Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 through 15a. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way.
Good morning, church. It is good to be with you, all of you who are here in person and all who are at home worshiping with us online. Glad to be with all of you. I was thinking about this service and the message this morning, and you've all seen the infomercials, right? The bedazzler or whatever that, you know, the rhinestone bead and stud setter, so you can make any outfit look dazzling if you put enough beads on it, or the super potato peeler, little peeling potato in seconds and all that. You know, you've seen that, right? And they have this wonderful gadget and this wonderful thing that you just got to have, and then they give you the price for it, and then they say, but wait, there's more. As I was thinking about the year 2021, that's kind of what came to my mind. No matter what happens, like, but wait, there's more. We started the year dealing with the Delta variant, but wait, Omicron's on its way. We started the year with inflation, but wait, we still have more to come. We started the year with are we in school? Are we out of school? Are we at home? Are we online? Are we who are we voting for? What? But wait, it just seems like every time I turn around, but wait, I get used to the masking or the precepts or how we get around with each other, and then it changes. But wait, there's more. So that's kind of how I feel about 2021. About the time you get used to something, something comes along and says, but wait, there's more. The year that refused to be normal. So we're going to talk a little bit about 2021 and our experience in 2021 and what we went through. And honestly, I think we have to start with the COVID shuffle. I don't know what else to call it. I don't know how else to define it. But in the last year, in 2021, this congregation made a dozen or more, at least a dozen changes to how we operate here at the building on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Wednesday evening, a dozen changes related specifically to COVID. And let me just go through that a little bit. In January, we started the year with in-person worship on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, auditorium only. Everything was here in the auditorium. We had masks that were required throughout the building anytime we were here. On Wednesday night, we had Zoom classes. The average in-person Sunday morning worship attendance in January was 67. We had 67 on average worshiping with us in attendance on Sunday morning. On Wednesday night Zoom classes, we averaged 20 to 25 people participating in our Wednesday night Zoom. Then in February, the mask mandate was lifted in the auditorium and the fellowship hall was designated as a mask-only place for worship. On Valentine's Day last year, Sunday morning services were canceled because we had snow. And then more snow. And then more snow. And then we had the winter apocalypse. 1 week after that, February 21st, for the very first time since COVID, this congregation reached the 100-person mark for Sunday morning attendance, February 21. In March, the ladies resumed their midweek Bible study. In April, we started having some fellowships, beginning with the outdoor fellowship, the sack lunch fellowship, the first since COVID. In May, we resumed in-person Wednesday evening classes, but it was in the auditorium only, nothing there for the kiddos. We resumed nursing home devotionals, thank you to Bruce at the Glenwood Nursing Home. The youth group gave out awards for their stay-at-home version of LTC, and thankful to Tom and his hard work and all those who helped him to pull LTC off at home to make that happen. In June, we resumed a full Wednesday night class schedule. In August, we resumed a Sunday morning young families class. We added two evening classes for the school-age kids. And as a response to COVID and the spike in COVID cases, in addition to these two expansions, we pulled back by canceling the end of summer bash and the fifth Sunday fellowship there in August. In September, the senior saints meeting was moved to October, again because of spike in COVID cases. It was rebranded the All Saints Fellowship, and the Friends and Family Sunday was moved from September to October due to a spike in COVID cases. And then in November and December, the average in-person Sunday morning attendance the last 2 months of last year was 131. That's twice what it was January when we started. That's 80% of what it was before COVID came along. I went back and looked at some of the attendance records we had in the first part of 2020, the end of 2019, and the attendance that we're averaging now, which is 131, is 80% of that. We're also averaging 47 people worshiping with us online on Sundays through YouTube and through Facebook. But wait, there's more. In some ways, 2021 was a year of losses. Some of our members passed away. Jane Potter and Nola Buller and Billy Path all went home in 2021 to their reward. Some of our members moved away after Nola's passing. Jerry Buller moved, I think it was to Edmond, if I'm not mistaken, to be closer to his kids. Bill Path and David Tennyson stepped down as elders. James Hamilton and Zach Tennyson stepped down as deacons, and all three of those families moved to other congregations. And some of our ministries ceased operation Some of our ministries ceased operation in 2021. The Ohio Church of Christ, the Arbuckles, left the Ohio Church of Christ and the work there to return to the States. They're now in the mainland. And the Trail Life, the faith-based scouting organization, was disbanded. But wait, there's more. Also in 2021, we had some additions. Several babies were blessed by this congregation. Soldier Rucker came in January. Sophia White in March, Hendricks Harris in July, Brody Shortwood in December, and blessed by all of these wonderful additions. Sarah Jones was married to Ethan Kelly. Jesse Hickman, Harry and Mary Reeves' grandson, and Jordan Clifton were baptized. The Bradford family made this congregation their home. Tucker Davidson and Austin Russell graduated from high school. Tucker from Kiefer and Austin from Preston High School. Jack Lyerly was appointed an elder in July. And addition by subtraction, the church's phase two loan was paid off, freeing up roughly $20,000 a year. That's addition by subtraction. So there's some of our additions. But wait, there's more. Several members addressed some health concerns. This was the year for health concerns, it seems. Some underwent surgery. We had one gallbladder surgery, one hernia surgery, one broken arm that required surgery, two hip surgeries, three knee surgeries, and four shoulder surgeries. That's hard to say. Others dealt with COVID and pneumonia and ongoing treatments. At the beginning of last year, Melinda Jones was taking cancer treatments. By the end of last year, she was declared cancer-free. Praise God. But wait, there's more. We welcome back some familiar activities. Several of our ministries either continued or resumed in 2021. In January of last year, our prison ministry, headed by Susan Yeager, hit an all-time high, grading 160 papers a week, in 1 week. They get papers back. They get Bible studies. They send Bible studies out, and they get those Bible studies back. And the prisoners have whatever time they need to take to fulfill those Bible studies. And so it's not as though you get sent one 1 week and you know you're going to get it back next week. But then there's a team that come here on Thursdays, and they grade those Bible studies and send out new Bible studies. And in January, in 1 week, they did 160 of those. Our youth ministry, led by Tom Halstead, continues to give our young people opportunities not only to grow closer with each other, but to grow closer in their walk with God. Mark 10 ministry, headed by Debbie Whitchurch, continues to provide much-needed meals for the school children. What a great ministry there. And there's a whole host of silent servants here, and I'm looking out there and I see many of you who are just exactly that, people who serve behind the scenes. You don't have your face up here, and you're not always seen, not always heard, but you are truly servants that are vital for the kingdom, including teaching classes and mowing the lawn and caring for the flower beds, maintaining the equipment, maintaining the facilities, overseeing the benevolence, preparing communion, arranging flower displays, preparing and taking home Bible lessons when they had no children classes for children to participate in, creating the new picture directory, securing better sight and sound equipment for the auditorium. By the way, I don't know if you've noticed, but the pictures are a little sharper and a little clearer and a little brighter on the screen today. We have new laser projectors this morning to help with that. So we're grateful for those who helped procure that and get those installed. Volunteers in the sound booth, organizing and delivering meal trains, serving care portal clients, planning and pulling off fellowships, nursing home, devotionals, and you name it. And I should have said this at the very beginning. I'll say it now. I apologize in advance, because there's always people I miss and things that I miss, and I guarantee you if I missed you, it wasn't on purpose. I didn't leave you out intentionally. But these are just a few of the things that happen here at Glenpool Church of Christ, a few of the ministries that go on. And so many of them, most of them are done by the silent servants, the folks that you don't see, you don't hear. The beautiful flower arrangements don't create themselves. The communion doesn't prepare itself. The lights don't turn themselves on. The building doesn't clean itself. There's just a whole host of things that happen by servants who are serving God without the accolades or the thanks that are due them. In June of this year, Brandon Price came and reported on the work at the Ukraine Bible Institute, and they continue to do the same COVID shuffle that we're doing, but continue to serve and care for and minister to the people in Ukraine. And then in November of last year, we distributed 7 Thanksgiving baskets, and in December, we adopted 17 Littlest Angels for Christmas presents. We were able to resume some fellowships last year. We had the men's breakfast in May. We had the hamburger dinner in June. We had the Friends and Family Day in October. The Young Family Friendsgiving Ornament Exchange and Santa Visit in November. Ladies Breakfast and Devotional in December. And then we had the Family Devotional around the Lyerly's Fire Pit in October. And this congregation's giving remains generous as always. Our weekly giving last year exceeded the budget, barely, but it did. Our spending in 2021 was below budget, barely, but it was. I think both of those are a win-win. We had 3 special contributions last year. One was for the Ukraine Bible School, one was for Mark 10 Ministry, and one was for the Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Effort. And as is this congregation's tradition, this congregation was extremely generous in doing so. You guys know about the Ukraine Ministry, you know about the Mark 10 Ministry. Those were all here before I came, and you know of them better than I do. But they're great ministries that are good to be supported, and glad that you are supporting them. The Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Effort was one that I came to know back in 2007. The city where Jen and I lived in 2007 was flooded by a flash flood. A band of rain clouds came through, and in a matter of about 2 hours, our town received 6 inches of rain. It was far more than what the drainage system could manage. And many houses were flooded, including we had water in ours, not terribly, but we had some water in our house and many others. But right through the middle of the town was a creek that was used for drainage. And for most of the rains that town had, it was sufficient, but it had gotten kind of backed up with some rocks and with some foliage growing in it, and so it really didn't flow as well as it was intended when it was considered to be a carryoff for the heavy rains. So with 6 inches of rain in 2 hours, the city flooded mainly right through the middle of town, through that area. And there were a high-rise retirement home there that was flooded. There was a government-subsidized housing that was flooded. There were some parts of town where the lesser wealthy part of town, there was a mobile home that was floated off and the people inside passed away. We called the Churches of Christ in that town, called on the Churches of Christ disaster relief effort. And they were there immediately. They're out of Tennessee, and they had an 18-wheeler come immediately. And they brought boxes about the size of a medium U-Haul moving box. I'm familiar with that for some reason recently. And they were full of everything from canned goods to diapers to just immediate needs, candles that you might have, matches, and not only canned goods but canned openers, because that seems to be a big thing if you have cans but no openers and your house is flooded and you can't get to your can opener. They brought those immediately, and the Churches of Christ in the town that we lived partnered together. And there was one church that was a smaller congregation, and it was populated largely by older members, but it was very much at the epicenter of the flood. And there were some other churches that were kind of a little further away from the flood, but that had a broader range of members and some younger members who could do the heavy lifting. And so the congregation that was closest to the epicenter served as the operations basis, and the volunteers came from all the other Churches of Christ to help distribute goods out of their fellowship hall. And over the course of about 6 months, those churches in that community, Churches of Christ, distributed $250,000 in flood relief to that community through the Churches of Christ. It started with those boxes that were the canned goods. We wound up with boxes of diapers, boxes of formula, boxes of just staples that you needed. It morphed into beds and bed frames and ovens and refrigerators, mattresses, you name it. And so I appreciate the congregation here and the support that you're giving to the Ukraine and to Mark 10 and to the Churches of Christ Disaster Relief, because these are very good organizations, very good ministries, and very good places to serve and ways to serve. So where do we go from here? That was 2021. Well, I don't know about you, but if your world's like my world, the crazy train didn't stop at the depot. The crazy train still rolls. For whatever reason, that switch calendar from December 31st, 2021 to January 1st, 2022 didn't suddenly stop COVID. It didn't change that. It didn't suddenly reverse the inflation that we're dealing with. It didn't make all of us come together and sing Kumbaya. For whatever reason, it wasn't the magic formula that made everything change. And it seems like, at least in my world, crazy train's still rocking down the rails. So what do we do? Where do we go from here? What do we do with this? And I think it's kind of interesting. We had our singing night last Wednesday night, and Edwin put together the theme for that. And this passage was one that he picked. I'd already picked it for this. I didn't steal it from Edwin. I would have if I had thought about it, but I'd already picked it for the sermon. So I think it's kind of interesting that the two of us kind of looked at what does the end of this last year and the beginning of this year look like, and I suspect that may be kind of a God thing that we both came up to this same passage. Philippians chapter 3, and Connor read for us out of that, and I appreciate Connor's reading. Let's just look at that again, Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to pick up in verse 8, and then we'll come down to verse 13 that is on the screen. What's more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. He's just given his resume, by the way. He's just offered his resume to the church in Philippi. And what I mean, he's talked about that he's the Hebrew of Hebrews. He's faultless in terms of the law. He's circumcised on the eighth day. In other words, he is the guy. If you wanted to look at a poster child for the Jewish nation, he would be a good poster child for that. He's got all of the right credentials to be one of God's chosen. But he says he considers all of that nothing compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God is by faith. Jack touched on that in his communion thoughts, that we're here to remember Christ Jesus, the Son of God and our Savior. And it's through faith in him that we have a hope of home in heaven. The righteousness that comes from God is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ is Jesus taken hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. He doesn't believe he has fully come to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and sharing in his suffering. And he's not yet like him, becoming like him. Those things he said he wanted to do in the earlier verses. He's not there yet. He hasn't arrived. He's still a work in progress. But he says, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on to the goal. Maybe that's not a bad plan for you and me. If the crazy train's still rolling in your world, maybe if the magical change from 2021 to 2022 didn't fix all the things that were wacky about last year, the year that refused to be normal, maybe we could take a note from Paul and just pick one thing. This one thing I do. Pick one thing that we're going to work on in 2022. Basically, the one thing Paul resolves to do is to keep on keeping on. You're going to continue to try to know Christ and to share in his sufferings and to know the power of his resurrection and to attain to the call that God has for him, which is the call to go to heaven, the same call he has for you and me. Maybe we should pick that one thing that we're going to work on, that one thing we do. And maybe that would be attending services on a more regular basis. Maybe that would be being better students of Scripture. Maybe that would be focusing more on reaching out to the lost. That might be the one thing that you choose to work on in 2022. Maybe if you've got all those nailed down, if you're there and you're rock solid on those three, maybe you might look at something else to focus on in 2022. Maybe prayer life. Maybe working on a more well-rounded prayer life. By well-rounded, I mean not only prayers of petition, but also prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of praise. Maybe a more well-rounded prayer life would look like a prayer life that is just as healthy on the good days as it is on the rough days. Maybe volunteering time in services here at the church, in our community, in your community. Maybe that one thing is visiting the sick and the shut-ins, or sending cards, making phone calls, reaching out. Maybe that one thing is offering hospitality in your home. Maybe the one thing is encouraging others, making it a point. If I don't do anything else today, when I come to worship, I'm going to worship God, and I'm going to encourage others. Maybe that one thing is increasing your giving. We already have a generous congregation, but God loves a generous giver. Maybe your giving can grow. Maybe it should. And maybe serving as a mentor. God's blessed us with a ton of little ones and families to bring those little ones. While many of us don't have those little ones, you do. We still have a sense of ownership. Not that we own your kids, but we feel a family connection to you and your kids and a family obligation. And so we want very much to be a part of trying to help you raise your kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to raise them up to be faithful followers all their days. And it's a great privilege for us to share with you at whatever degree you're comfortable in us sharing to help with that gift. But wait, there's more. This seems like that's the anthem for last year. But wait, there's more. This is a congregation that long before I came here, long ago, decided that it didn't want to focus on being consumer. We don't show up here asking what's in it for me. We come here to serve God and worship him and to encourage others. But at the same time, while we decide we're not going to be consumers, we're going to do away with the consumer mentality, we've also, this congregation has decided to embrace discipleship, longing to be more like Christ. So I want to encourage you as we start 2022. If your world's still a little crazy, that's okay. So is everybody else's. If your world's still not normal, that's okay. So is everybody else's. If you're still trying to find your way, if it just seems a little off still, you're not alone. But I promise you, God's going to provide for you and me opportunities in 2022 to belong. To belong even more than you belong now. To learn even more than you've learned already. And to serve even more than you've already served. And I encourage for us, all of us, to embrace that one thing. That one thing I do better in 2022. In just a minute, we're going to stand and sing. Jacob's going to lead us in an invitation song. That's a formal invitation to you who are here in the auditorium. If we can help you in any way, won't you tell us how? If you're ready to give your life to Christ, we'll celebrate with the angels. If you're ready to come back to Christ, we'll walk with you on that journey. If you want to spend time in God's Word to see what His Word says about you and your life, we'd love nothing more than to study with you, pray with you, encourage you any way that we can, help you in your journey to belong, learn, and serve. If you're at home, reach out to us. But if we can serve you in any way, won't you tell us how? Let's stand. Let's sing.